Nolte, John Meacham loses MSNBC contributor gig for failure to disclose Biden work. By John Nolte on November 10, 2020. Newsweek killer and now disgraced John Meacham lost his job as an MSNBC contributor after failing to disclose the work he'd done for presidential candidate Joe Biden, reports the far-left New York Times. Oh, and Meacham also went on the air and praised a speech he helped write without disclosing he helped write it. The corruption among our self-appointed elites knows no bounds. The Times reports that in secret, Meacham has been helping to ghostwrite speeches for Biden, and not only had Meacham failed to disclose his work for the Biden campaign, he went on the air and commented favorably about a speech he himself played a role in writing. Folks, it doesn't get any sleazier than this. When MSNBC, the network that made a star out of Joy Reid, a proven liar, homophobe and anti-Semite, fires someone, you know it's bad, and this is about as bad as it gets. The network declined to comment on Monday, but Mr. Meacham will no longer be a paid contributor going forward, according to a person familiar with the decision. That person added, however, that Mr. Meacham would be welcomed back on the airwaves as a guest. Indeed, Mr. Meacham appeared on MSNBC both shortly before and after Mr. Biden's speech. About half an hour after the speech had concluded, the anchor Brian Williams introduced Mr. Meacham by saying, "I'm not the historian that you are, and I don't have the Pulitzer that you do. But do you concur that is the way we are used to hearing from our presidents?" "Absolutely," Mr. Meacham responded, without disclosing that he'd been involved in the writing of Mr. Biden's speech. The self-dealing dishonesty here, the bald-faced lying by omission is, unfortunately, exactly what we have come to expect from the corporate media and its cherished, self-appointed, unelected elites. The guy goes on the air and praises his own speech as though he is some kind of objective, third-party observer and commentator. How do these people even live with themselves? Good grief, NBC didn't even fire serial liar Brian Williams. But what Meacham did is so egregious and dishonest, he had to go. But of course Meacham will be allowed back on the air. Of course he will, because lying is no longer a disqualifier in the corporate media. It is now a sign that you belong, that you're willing to whore out your integrity for the cause. And the only way to advance the cause is through the art of lying. Meacham probably tried to hide his breathtaking conflict of interest so as not to lose that sweet, sweet NBC News paycheck. These people are not only dishonest, they're as greedy as they come, for fame, status, and cash. Meacham poses as a historian, but he's really just a left-wing liar most famous for being handed the reins at Newsweek and driving the iconic publication into the ground by turning what had been a news and information weekly into a gauzy tongue bath for his friends among the bubbled elite. John Meacham has disgraced himself. Like Dan Rather and Joy Reid and Brian Williams and Jake Tapper and Chris Cuomo, he is a disgrace. The elite media will pretend he is not, but we won't be gaslighted. We know. And we won't forget. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.